Bruchim Aboyim to the seventh in the continuing series of Shiurim on the Machshav Rav Kook, lectures on the thought of Rav Kook. And the last two lectures we have been focusing on the section number two, the second piece in the Pinkas Hadapim, which is a type of a notebook, which is entitled Pinkas Hadapim Aleph from Yafo, between the years Tafresh Samach Dalet to Tafresh Ayin Dalet. And we've been speaking, Rav Kook was speaking about the Tamiya Mitzvahs. It's a brief summary of what we've done up till now. And Rav Kook has identified what he calls six Tamiya Mitzvahs, six reasons for the Mitzvahs. And he has sandwiched four spiritual reasons in between what I would call two physical reasons. The two physical reasons are at the bottom end is the personal, internal equanimity the mitzvah gives a person. The highest, the upper physical reason is the understanding, the holistic and ontological understanding of reality. And then the four spiritual reasons, which Rav Kook places in the tiers in between, and namely, there he speaks about what he calls four netiyas, which is creation, ethics, ritual, spiritual ritual, and national. And I mentioned at the very end of last week's Shia that Rav Kook's compartmentalization, in other words, his grouping of the reasons, that actually seems to be based upon the Kabbalistic process, the way the Kabbalim understand the process of the impact, the spiritual impact of a person's act in doing a mitzvah, or in the case of tefillah and prayer. But what I want to do is I want to go back, now that we broke some ground at the very end of last week's Shia, I want to go back and I want to really discuss a little bit what is the background within the thought of Rav Kook. Now, there's two foundations upon which Rav Kook's thought is based on. We know that Rav Kook himself speaks about the reasons for the mitzvahs which are changing, which are due to either geography or to culture or to sociological factors, etc., etc. And in fact, this concept of the mitzvahs as having an effect on the on specific social intellectual factors, which are part and part of the human reality, of the human condition. This is in fact something which is in fact actually based in Jewish philosophy. So for example, in the Megillah Nevuchim, the guy from Perplexed, the Rambam has an entire section in section 3, which is called Tamiya Mitzvahs. Those of you who are interested in it are invited to hear the Shiurim on our very own HashkafaCircle.com. And in the Tamiya Mitzvahs, the Rambam understands the great majority of what he calls chukim as being, as looking at the mitzvahs, the chukim aspect of the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs too, as a way in which you would call an idolatrous, a paganistic culture was in fact, which existed at that time, was directed towards monotheism. Was directed towards a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the Dasa Emes, to the true faith, the true religion. And that's really, actually the Rambam's notion of what's called Tamiya Mitzvahs. Now, even though the Ramban, as you all know, the Ramban in Parshas Ki Tzetze, in the mitzvah of Ken Tzipor, argues very, very strongly on the Rambam. He also argues in Vayikra on the Rambam's understanding of the reason for the Kabbanos. Nonetheless, we see in different places that the Ramban, in fact, actually agrees with the Rambam, that in fact, actually, there is an aspect of the mitzvahs which in fact is commanded in order to wean people away from idolatrous and paganistic practices. So, for example, in Parshas Re'eh, the Ramban there speaks about the issa, the prohibition of eating blood, of eating dam. And the Ramban, in fact, mentions there that this prohibition was, in fact, used in contradistinction to different types of paganistic practices which used to use blood in different types of spiritual ceremonies. And the Ramban speaks about this very, very much beyond, very, very much at length. I haven't noticed, except for Rabbi Shavel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who usually comes up with the right explanation. Rabbi Shavel actually, in fact, notes that the Ramban there in Re'eh seems to contradict his contention, both in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei in Ken Sipur, and also in Vayikra regarding Kabbonis. So, but in other words, we see in the Ramban too that, in other words, that there certainly is an aspect of the mitzvahs which is coming in a certain sense to rectify the what was regarded to be erroneous practices, either religious practices or social practices, at a specific time when the Torah was given, in order to direct things, the world, to a higher spiritual and moral level. Even in the Ramban in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, Ken Sipur understands, I think the Lashon of the Ramban, the language of the Ramban there, as I remember, is the Torah is coming to be metara de sigim, the Torah is coming to purify the elements of impurity, and in other words, and bring a person to greater spiritual and ethical levels. The Ramban certainly understands that, in fact, the mitzvahs are coming as a way of, in fact, bringing the world to a higher level. Now, what we see over here there is that both in the Ramban and the Rambam, that the mitzvahs are, in fact, actually coming to rectify the physical world and bring the physical world to a higher level and take into account the fact that within the world, the mundane world at large, there are, you know, erroneous practices, whether it be paganistic, whether it be ethical, unethical practices, which the Torah is coming to evolve to a higher level. So this is the notion of Tamei HaMitzvahs is in a sense very, very much connected with the notion of evolving the world, evolving society to a higher level. Now, Rav Kook, right, in fact, in other places, mentions the fact that, in fact, there is a evolution in within the world, both in a social, a scientific, and a philosophical levels. We like to think most people like to think that there's what's called Yeridas Hadeiros, that there's been a declension of generations, that the world at one time was much better than it is right now. But the fact is that Rav Kook certainly disagrees with this. Rav Kook, in his book, in his sefer, Orot, has a section, Schelek Beis. I'm sorry. Orot HaKodesh. Eiris HaKodesh. Right? Chelek Beis, the second volume, and it begins on Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, page 537, and there is a section which he calls Ahispatchut HaMis'Allah, in other words, an evolutionary ascension, and there Rav Kook actually identifies three important evolutionary changes for the better, which were occurring at the world, right, at his time. One he identifies as being a social evolution, where in fact openness to other cultures was encouraging an increase of ethics in the world. The second type of evolutionary ascension, which Rav Kook notes in his note, is actually, in fact, what he calls advances in cosmology, which, by the way, he says over there, point to Sisrei Torah, secrets of Kabbalah. And the third type of evolutionary ascension, which Cook identifies, is an evolution in the way people think. In other words, Cook understands in a concept which is called progress. In fact, actually, the world is progressing. And Cook understands that this evolutionary ascension is very, very much part of what the Torah tries to achieve.
Rav Kook and these three all increasing ethics.
In other words, Rav Kook understands the world's becoming a better place.
In a physical sense?
In a physical sense.
Not in a metaphysical sense.
Well, in other words, no. Rav Kook is only speaking about a physical sense. He's not speaking about the spirituality.
And he wrote this even after World War One, and even after...
He wrote this before the Holocaust.
And he could still say such a thing.
That's right. Right. He wrote this before the Holocaust. Rav Kook was in the 30s. But otherwise, right. Rav Kook goes, I'll leave it to the reader. You can look in from Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, to Tav Kuf Mem Beis. And there Rav Kook is lauding actually what he feels are changes in the world for the better. And according to Rav Kook, these changes in the world for the better are part and parcel of what is a more in general metaphysical ascension of the physical spiritual worlds. We spoke about the fact that the Rav Kook very much basing himself on the Ramchal, the Das Tevunos, the Klal Pesach Chochma, the Sefer Klolim. There the Ramchal understands that the tikkun, the rectification, which is effected through mitzvahs, spiritual acts, the teaching, the limud of Kabbalah, the teaching of Kabbalah, and also the kavanas, are all of these acts rectifying, they're being mesakin what's called the atzilus, as they re-understood, but the Ramchal understood that actually there's a rectification of the physical worlds, the bri yitzi and asiya, the physical worlds, and there's a ascension of the physical worlds. And Rav Kook points to the changes, both in social changes, scientific, specifically cosmological, changes in cosmology, and changes in ideas and philosophy, which point to the fact that, in fact, there is a ascension of the physical world. So Rav Kook understands that as part of a general ascension of physical, metaphysical reality, which is, in fact, actually the tachlis, the purpose of creation. Right? Now, Rav Kook goes on, I'm quoting here, on Tav Kuf Mem He, right, this is really what I wanted to get at, is that on Tav Kuf Mem He, the second paragraph, Rav Kook says that in the earlier days, Yom Rishonim, Hayasecha Kolish Anoshus Pachos Mefutach, man's intellect was less developed. Man was more barbarian. And then he says the Chazan Aloiki, the spiritual vision, right, was coming to actually to bring the world out of its, the state of barbarianism, to bring the world to actually a higher level, and those who spearheaded it was Klal Yisrael. So Rav Kook understands that in fact, actually, the purpose of the Torah is to bring the world, in fact, actually to a higher, in fact, a higher, a much more sophisticated level. I'm not even speaking about a spiritual level, but a much more sophisticated level in terms of its thought, in terms of society, and in terms of science. We've already noted, I think, previously, that in section 19, the Kook quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, that when Klal Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, their eating habits were barbaric until Moshe Rabbeinu taught them, acculturated them. Well, Kook understands that part and parcel of the purpose of the Torah and mitzvahs is in fact actually to evolve man to ascend on a social, intellectual and science to higher social, intellectual and science and philosophical levels. So in other words, so what I wanted to say is that the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the reasons for the mitzvahs. And so I want to go back to the first point I made, that in a certain sense, Tamei HaMitzvahs, as it's discussed in the Rambam and the Ramban, both in the Rambam and the Ramban, the Mir Nevuchad and the Ramban that I quoted, Rav Kook understands they're not only a one-time thing, but actually the mitzvahs are coming actually to further direct the world to higher levels, the physical world, in addition to the spiritual world, to higher direct the world, to higher social, ethical, and scientific levels. And this is part and parcel of what's called the Tamei HaMitzvahs. And Rav Kook says, and because of this, the reason for the mitzvahs can change based upon the social conditions or cultural conditions or scientific conditions or even geopolitical conditions, et cetera, et cetera. Rav Kook understands that Tamei HaMitzvahs are very, very much related to the state of affairs at hand, because they're coming to take man, society, and the world and direct it towards higher levels. To higher levels. Yes, but sadly, you look like you're totally confused.
No, I just have a question.
Yeah.
It seems to me, and please explain, there's two different ideas. There's one idea, in Mitzrayim, the Jews were barbarians, the whole world were barbarians, whatever it was, and the mitzvahs that Moshe gave them were to civilize them.
Right.
And that's what Rambam says as well in his Tamei HaMitzvahs.
Right.
The mitzvahs were to take the pagans from Egypt and turn them into Klal Yisrael.
Right.
That does not necessarily mean that there's a continued evolution.
But that's what I claim Rav Kook is saying. You see, that's the Chiddush Rav Kook. Rav Kook understands, Rav Kook understands that Tamei HaMitzvahs change in accordance with every new situation in the world. And we see in Oris HaKodesh, Rav Kook understands in part and parcel of the spiritual rectification evolution in the world is reflected in the fact that society, thought, and science are actually evolving and ascending. So in other words, Rav Kook understands that that's what I'm saying is, what Rav Kook is doing is saying, Tamei HaMitzvahs is only a one-time thing. Tamei HaMitzvahs didn't end with the Chumash, with the Vorin. Right? It continued afterwards too.
But the mitzvahs did stay the same.
No, chas v'shalom. The mitzvahs always stay the same. But speaking about the Tamei HaMitzvahs,
so
of course.
The reasons for the mitzvahs are now different than the reasons.
That's what Rav Kook says. There's six reasons for the mitzvahs.
Yeah, and
some mitzvahs can be emphasized and de-emphasized based upon what the situation is. In other words, so he's not saying, what's this way? You can say the reasons are changing. In the sense is that if you have a six-dimensional space and you have different variables for the six coordinates, so the mitzvahs, in a certain sense, are changing. In other words, the effect the mitzvahs have is changing. The mitzvahs, halachically, always, chas v'shalom, remain the same. As Rav Kook, no one less than Rav Kook, is one of the great poskim of the 20th century, would say that, but wouldn't deny that. But the fact is that the reasons for the mitzvahs will change in accordance with the state of the world at a specific time. Yeah.
Would it be too much to say that this idea of dynamism within Tamei HaMitzvahs is also what the Rambam is saying? So the Rambam wouldn't just be saying there was a one-off shift then, but the Rambam would also say that this is a paradigm for future shift, or is that a reading into the Rambam?
No. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam mentions this in several places. For example, for example, in Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam speaks about that even though Minatera is permitted to beat one slave, nonetheless, Chachamim Rishonim understood that to be a very, very bad midah. But once again, the Rambam, there are elements left in the Mishnah Torah, but that's a longer discussion. But nonetheless, I mean, the Rambam would understand that actually, you know, after the time of Chazal, one cannot evolve the mitzvahs halachically. What's permitted is always permitted. But you're right. In other words, the Rambam certainly would have, you know, there are elements in the Yad HaChazaka, but that's another Shia. In any case, like this. Now, okay, very good. Now that we've given the background to what Rav Kook is speaking about, I want to understand now what Rav Kook is saying within the context of Kabbalah. And of course, as we all know, Rav Kook certainly, has been a mekubal, specifically, as we spoke about in the first few shiurim, will not say, you know, will not make pronouncements on spiritual matters without having a makor, a source, in the Sifra Emes. Now, what's interesting is, Rav Kook speaks about he speaks about the sandwich. We have actually the lower and higher levels as dealing with the physical mundane world, right? And the physical mundane world ranges from what you would call the equanimity of the person. In other words, equanimity of a person, the good that brings to a person, a person's internal being, and to, in fact, actually an understanding of the universe as a whole, right? And one could actually say, in fact, that, in other words, the three reasons which Rav Kook, the three areas of Kook gives, which are, you know, social, scientific, and philosophical, certainly in part and possible, certainly exist within the range of these physical poles which Rav Kook sets up. In other words, certainly cosmology and thought and philosophy, right, try to give us an understanding of the world as a whole. And certainly the social factors are intended to, in fact, to give man a greater, internal equanimity. So in other words, one can understand that these are the physical features of the world. Now, what are the four spiritual reasons which Rav Kook, in fact, actually presents, which is we called Rav Kook understands there's there's creation. Well, creation is, of course, is cosmological. And then there's ethics. Ethics is, in other words, the creation of the world is the metaphysical aspect, right, of what you would call cosmological, cosmology. I mean, science in general too, right? But certainly including that is cosmology. And then there's what's ethical, which, in other words, is the metaphysical aspect of what you would call the social. And then there is, ritual, right? That certainly doesn't necessarily have an aspect within the mundane world. Rav Kook speaks about ritual and rites and spiritual acts and mitzvahs, which bring about kedusha, bring about sanctity. And then, of course, Rav Kook speaks about the Jewish people as a whole. Now, the fact is that in the Ari, of course, speaks about what a person does when he does a mitzvah or when he engages an act of prayer. And there is, to give a broad understanding, or to understand the basic idea without getting into the very specific details, which of course are not things which I know either, but the general idea of the Ri is that within the physical world, there are different things, different parts of the physical world, and the physical world can be anything, whether it be social, whether it be ethical, which are in need of rectification. And what man has, and these things which exist in the physical world, of course, in the Ari, they result from what he calls the Shviras HaKelim, they result from the breaking of the shattering of the vessels, which in fact actually it accounts for the existence of what are called evil in the world, things in the world that are in need of rectification. And that what happens is that in this, when a person performs a mitzvah, or when a person engages in active prayer, what he does is these elements were in need of rectification, right? Through the act of the mitzvah, through the act of the prayer, they're brought up to a one metaphysical level, to a certain metaphysical level, and this metaphysical level, the dimensions of this metaphysical level are in fact actually ethical dimensions. In the Ari, in the Kabbalah of the Ari, this is a certain specific type of what the Ari calls a palsuf. It's a spiritual world, and the palsuf actually is composed of the spiritual spheres, right? Which in fact actually are in fact ethical. Right, we're speaking about, let's say, you know, attributes of chesed, which is just, which is mercy, or din, which is justice. In other words, there's a level of spirituality, a spiritual world, right, which is composed of coordinates, which is composed of elementary particles, which are essentially ethical, right? Now, the ethical world has within it what's called a spiritual soul, which is injected into it, right, from higher worlds. And in fact, when a person, in fact, actually does a mitzvah, one of the things that he does is that he brings about spirituality, he brings about the neshama, the soul, from higher worlds into the lower worlds. So in other words, what I want to say is that if we actually make a type of a correspondence between the four levels of spirituality or reasons, which Rav Kook is identifying. So what accounts for the ethical rectification of the world, right, on a spiritual level, all right, is basically from this what's called ethical world, right, which the Ari identifies as what's called in the Zaya as Ze'er Anpin in Nukva. And then the spiritual hashpah, in other words, the spiritual soul injected, is very, very much what Yeri speaks about when he speaks about that ritual acts, right, bring about a hashpah, an influence, an injection of spirituality, of kedusha, of holiness, right? And Yeri understands that this spirituality is what's called the spiritual soul of the of this ethical spiritual world, which he calls, which is recently called Moichin. Now, the Ari goes on to say that in fact things are actually brought from the ethical level to actually a higher level. And they're brought, in other words, the spiritual soul of this ethical world is brought higher through what the Ari understands to be another spiritual world. He calls it based, it's called Ima, but really, in fact, the notion, this spiritual world is actually the notion of creation, because Ima, Bina, is what gives birth, right? What gives birth to the lower spheres. And so therefore the spiritual soul is brought higher through the spiritual world of creation to what is the highest world. Now what's the highest world? The highest world in the Zaya Nevi is considered to be the Paltzuf of Abba. And the Ari calls that neshama l'neshama. In other words, we have neshama l'neshama, and the world of creation is called neshama. Now, what is neshama l'neshama? So, in the Nefesh HaChayim, neshama l'neshama is always called Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael. That means the entire assembly of all of the Jewish nation, all the Jewish people. So in other words, if we look at actually the four spiritual reasons which Rav Kook enumerates, right? There's, of course, creation. Creation has to do with Ima, which accounts for the creation of all of the spiritual worlds which affect us. Then there's ethics, which has to do with Zer Anpin, that's the spiritual world that's composed of what's called ethical dimensions. And then there's the holiness injected into the world as a result of performance of mitzvahs, of course, of custom and ritual, which in fact actually represents the holy spiritual soul, the moichin, which is injected within the ethical spiritual world. And the final level is what's called, Rav Kook understands, Knesset Yisrael, the entirety of the Jewish people. That's called neshama neshama. That's the highest level. And in fact, that corresponds to what the Ari, in fact, calls Abba. So in other words, what's happening is we have these different levels of spirituality. I hope I haven't lost anybody. I'm sure I have. But in any case, what's happening is man takes elements of the physical world which are in the need, which are in need of rectification, and brings them to two levels of four levels of rectification. He brings them to ethical rectification, and then he brings them to what's called a spiritual rectification through acts of holiness. Then he incorporates them into the creation, which is cosmological, right? Now we're extending more to the God side. And then finally, the highest level, right? The highest level of rectification is the level of Knesset Yisrael, of the entire Jewish people. And this, in fact, actually, in my opinion, is what I would call the important, paramount, chidush, novel point of Rav Kook. We all know that the Ramchal is the first person, I think, to quote this, but we know that the Nefesh HaChayim, right, actually the Gaon, the Asar Kolam, which we did on Shkofasakal.com, right, quote what they say is mentioned in the Zaya, Yisrael kucha brichu v'araisa chadhu. That means God, the Torah, and Klai Yisrael are one. Of course, we're speaking about a Kodesh Bochum mitzidenu, not mitzidu, chas v'shalom. That's we're not Christian. So what happens is that the Nefesh HaChayim of Chayim V'loshana in the 19th century emphasized, in my opinion, and certainly in Shah Dal and Nefesh HaChayim, the notion of Oiraisa V'kutcha B'chahuru, that the Torah is at one with God. God is at one with the Torah. That was the importance of Shachayim, and Yisrael are the people who learn the Torah and affect this unity of God in the Torah. But in fact, what Rav Kook, I think what characterizes and Rav Kook's Machshava is Rav Kook utilized more what you would call Yisrael V'kutcha B'chahadu. Rav Kook understood that the highest level is really Klai Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, the entire Jewish nation, not only in the present, but in all the other generations. And this represents the highest level. And through Diraisa, man affects this important unity, this coming together, right, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this union of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Klai Yisrael, that's the highest level. And Rav Kook replaced, in my opinion, the Diraisa of the Nefesh HaChayim with Yisrael, right? And the highest level, Yisrael, is that which forms the very ontological, irreducible, right, spiritual basis of the world and of, right, of the Jewish people. So, in other words, what Rav Kook is saying here is that the four spiritual levels are the means by which the world is evolved, both on social, philosophical, and scientific processes and levels, through which there's what's called an ascension, not only of the spiritual, both of the physical world, and which constitutes really the purpose of creation. This is how I understand Rav Kook's subdivision of Tamei HaMitzvos. Yeah, question.
This is probably due to an oversimplistic understanding of what we said originally, but it sounded originally like Rav Kook was talking about an order. At the top was intellectual, the physical, and then there was
So what was the order? No. So what was like this? I wanted the order is the fact that he sandwiches the spiritual within the physical. Because the spiritual evolves the physical. In other words, basically, through the spiritual, we evolve the two levels. That's what I understand. It was the sandwiching, in my opinion, is the Copernican revolution from our point of view. In other words, from our point of view, what's sandwiched in between is what's called the internal. And the internal, right, drives the external. So in other words, if I take the internal and external, and place it in a two-dimensional structure, you get what's called the sandwich. You get something on the bottom, something on the top side, and in the middle is the spiritual. That's what I understand. Now, the four levels of the spiritual, in my opinion, are actually, in fact, in order. Because the first one is the cosmological, and that's Bita, that's Ima, and that gives birth to Eim Habonim. Which is the social. The first Rav Kook, right, identifies as is creation, cosmological. And that then gives birth, that's called the Eim HaBodim, which gives birth to the ethical, which is the seven lower spheres, the parts of the Zeranpin. And then after that, we have an injection of spirituality, that's the Moichin. And through the Moichin of Zer Anpin, we reach now, Ima brings the cosmological, brings the ethical to the highest level, which is the level of Klal Yisrael. So I think really that the four levels of Rav Kook are actually being listed in terms of the points, the temporal points of the process. That's how I understand it. Well, the Rav Kook lists cosmologically, he's listing them temporally, because we first begin with cosmological, which is Bina, Ima, and then after that we have the ethical, which is the seven lower spheres, that's Zer Anpin, and then we have what's called Nesidas HaMoichin, which is the spiritual through mitzvahs, through tefillah. And then finally, things are brought up to the next, the highest level, which is the klalos of Klal Yisrael Knesset Yisrael.
And how does that connect with the two physical levels, being that social is closer, is the one next to Knesset Yisrael, yet intellectual is the one next to Ima?
That's the problem of going from three dimensions to two dimensions.
It looks as though it's that.
Yeah, right. But in other words, the hamburger, the sandwich, is really the top and low, or really what's called the covering, the klipa.
Right.
And the in-between is really what's called the spiritual internal. Okay? I know that this is going to be a little bit more complex. Rabbi Sadly, I don't know whether you're...
I've got it.
Right, you got it. Okay, very, very good. Okay. This is something to think about. Once again, this is my understanding of Rav Kook. I think the words, the lashonos, the language of Rav Kook in these four spiritual levels is very, very much akin to the spiritual world which I spoke about, which I mentioned. And I think actually, in fact, we see that the importance of Rav Kook was that the spiritual has to be the internal spiritual essence which drives the physical exterior to bring it to the highest level, which Rav Kook understands to be the physical, spiritual, ethical, scientific, and social ascension of the world, which is the purpose, the teleology of all of creation. And that's how I understand Rav Kook here in the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Okay, I think we'll... Yeah.
Can I just ask you to just clarify in one sentence something so that people don't misunderstand?
Yes.
According to Nefesh HaChaim, Kudsh Baruch Hu Reis of Yisrael Chad Hu, he takes Torah and God are equivalent.
I think he focuses most on right.
He says that Yisrael learns them. With Rav Kook, it's Torah and Yisrael. That's not to say that Rav Kook. I mean, how does Torah fit into that? If Rav Kook
very interesting. Place? So we'll see actually later on in the Shul, Rav Kook says the way a person continues Knesset Yisrael through Limud HaTorah. A person's connected with the Jewish people, and not only Jewish people at his time, but all Jewish people, all the future, the past generations, is through Limud HaTorah. I think Rav Kook understood Limud HaTorah is something which creates a continuum through which Knesset Yisrael not only continues to survive and to thrive, but also to rectify the world. That's how I understand. Okay, so but the Ica thing is Knesset Yisrael.
He's not putting it on a lesser level, a lower level than the other two.
But it's the means by which it's driven.
Means to connect to Knesset Yisrael is through Torah.
That's right. Yeah.
Would this leads Rav Kook to understand an Aliyas Hadoras concept?
No question about it.
Would that work also in the Kabbalah of the Vilna Gaon and therefore the Litvisha Kabbalistic understanding? And if so, why do we see that?
I want to claim that it could be, it is, Pankwaz, but I think that I want to really conclude what this is really the Leshem. In the Leshem in Chidushim Bi'orim, I think I mentioned this in Leshem Shu'orim, which actually we gave a while, but people complained that it was too difficult. The Leshem says that there's a difference between Nigla and Nista. In Nigla, there's what's called Yeridas Hadeiras. In Nista, it's called Aliyas Hadeiras. They're greater Giluyim, right, with time. Rileshem understood that the Kabbalah is coming to bring the world to higher levels. It's coming to what's called spiritual progress in the world. That was the Leshem. The Leshem understood the world is progressing. The Kabbalah of the Ari, the Kabbalah afterwards, probably the Kabbalah of the Leshem too, was coming to actually to bring the world to higher levels. So in other words, progress and Kabbalah for the Leshem are really two sides of the same coin. The Leshem of focuses much more on the Kabbalah, the Rav Kook is focusing more on the progress. But in fact, actually, these things are also part of the thinking of the Ramchal, as progress extends, extends to the physical world too. In any case, from an undisclosed location, Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh, be well until next time.